Dinari Island nation of Indonesia. Evas archipelago is stretching like a jewel, bridges between Indian and the Pacific Ocean. With more than 17,000 islands, hundreds of languages, and some of the richest ecosystems on Earth, Indonesia is not just a place, it is a world of worlds. Here, the ancient temples rise from the jungle mist. Megacities pulse with modern ambition and traditions older than many civilizations continue to shape their lives. Prepare to explore geography measured not only in distance, but in diversity. Surrounding the equator lies striking of emeralds scattered across 5,000 kilometers of ocean, Indonesia defies simple categorization. It's a nation where every 17,000 islands create not barriers but bridges between the Indian and Pacific Ocean, where the smokes of volcanoes mingles with the mist of ancient rainforests, and where the world's most immense Muslim population practices faith amid the chaos of Indo-Buddhist empires. For the geographer, Indonesia offers a masterclass in complexity, a living laboratory where the tectonic plates collide to build mountains from the sea, where trade winds have carried not just spices but ideas across centuries, and where biodiversity reaches such extremes that new species are still discovered with regularity. This archipelago nation, known of its people as a Tanah Air Kita, or our land and water, represents the intricate dance between the physical geography and the human adaptation. As we embark on this exploration of Indonesia's 50 most compelling facets, we will journey from the glacier crop peaks of Papua and the coral cathedrals of Raja Ampat, from the hyper-urban sprawl of Jakarta to the rice terraces, soul of Bali, uncovering how its nation of 280 million people continues to shape and be shaped by its remarkable environment. Indonesia holds the distinguished title of the world's longest archipelago state, with the vast expanse of 1,904,569 square kilometers, encompassing over 17,500 islands that stretch more than 500 kilometers or 5,000 kilometers from east to west. This remarkable geography means that Indonesia spans a distance equivalent to the between London and Riyadh, creating a nation of extraordinary scale where the seas connect far more than divide. The islands vary dramatically from the massive landmass of Sumatra, Java, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, and Papua to tiny coral atolls that emerge only at low tide. With approximately 6,000 of these islands permanently inhabited by human communities, the sheer magnitude of this archipelagic reality fundamentally shapes every aspect of Indonesian life, from transportation and communication to cultural exchange and economic development. Indonesia sits at the explosive convergence of several tectonic plates, making the home of approximately 400 volcanoes, of which around 120 remain actively dangerous to surrounding populations. This volcanic abundance represents about one-sixth of the world's active volcanoes, with the infamous Krakatau eruptions of 1983 or 1883 serving as a permanent reminder of nature's destructive power when it killed 36,000 people and was heard 3,000 miles away. The geological violence that characterized this landscape extraordinary fertility, as the volcanic ash enrich soils with minerals that have sustained intensive agriculture for centuries. particularly on the islands of Java and Bali. Mount Merapi, whose name literally means mountain of fire, stands as Indonesia's most active volcano and powerful symbol of the eternal negotiation or negotiation between inhuman settlement and geological danger that defines life across archipelago. The Indonesian archipelago exists as geological battleground where the Indo-Australian or European Pacific and the Philippine sea plates collide in spectacular fashion, creating a 5,500 kilometers that generates some of the Earth's most powerful earthquakes. This tectonic convergence explains why Indonesia experiences such frequent seismic activity, including devastating 2004 Indian Ocean earthquakes and tsunami claimed approximately 225,000 lives in Aceh and the North Sumatra alone. The complexity of this geological setting reaches its peak in Sulawesi and the Maluku Island, where multiple microplates create an intricate patchwork of a deep basins and racing mountain ranges that geologists continue to study with fascination. The same forces that bring destruction also gradually build the archipelago itself, with the coral reef rising on tectonic uplift of volcanic islands emerging from the sea in the central cycle of creation and renewal. Indonesia holds a astonishing 70% of the world's wildlife, placing it among a handful of mega diverse countries and collectively harbor the majority of Earth's species. The archipelago forests shelter iconic creatures found nowhere else on the planet, including critically endangered Sumatran orangutan, the Javan rhinoceros, and fewer than 80 individuals remaining. The legendary Komodo dragon, the world's largest living lizard, bird, and species, recognize Indonesia as a paradise, with approximately 1,849 bird species recorded across the islands, many of which evolved in isolation to become a unique single island for mountain ranges. This biological wealth results directly from Indonesia's equatorial location, complex geological history, and profound isolation created by deep ocean channels that separate islands and allow evolution to follow every path. The waters surrounding Indonesia contain the planet's most diverse marine ecosystems, with scientists estimating that archipelago's coral reef hosts approximately 70% of the world's coral species within relatively concentrated area. The fabled coral triangle, of which Indonesia forms the heart, contains over 4,550 species of reef fish, 1,300 mollusk species, and 600 coral species that create underwater series of extraordinary complexity and beauty. Six of the world's seven sea turtle species navigate Indonesian waters, coming ashore on remote beaches to lay eggs as they have done for millions of years, while 25 marine mammal species, including whales, dolphins, and dugongs, feed in the nutrient-rich seas. The coastal mangroves and seagrass beds that fringe Indonesia's island serve as a critical nurseries for countless fish species and provide essential protections against storm surges and coastal communities. The deep Lombok Strait separating Bali from Lombok marks one of the biogeography's most significant boundaries. The Wallace Line, named after Albert Russell Wallace, who first recognized that the island, only 35 kilometers apart, hosts radically different animal communities. West of these invisible boundaries, Asian species including tigers, rhinos, and monkeys dominate, while to the east, Australian-derived species such as marsupials, cucatus prevail, with the islands between representing a fascinating transition zone known as the Wallace Sea. This biogeographical division resulted from ocean depths that remained flooded even during the Ice Age glacial periods when sea levels dropped dramatically, preventing land bridges from forming, thus maintaining the revolutionary isolation of these island communities. Wallace's observation in this region during the 1850s independently led him to develop the theory of evolution by natural selection, making Indonesia literally ground zero for one of science's most transformative ideas. Indonesia's tropical climate follows the rhythm of the monsoon, with its wet season from November to March, bringing rain-bearing winds from Asia and the Pacific, while the barrier month from June to October experiences airflow from the Australian continent. Average temperature remains consistent throughout the year of 25 to 27 degrees Celsius near sea level. Through the archipelago's mountains create a cooler islands in the sky, while temperate vegetables grow and visitors seek relief from a tropical humidity. Rainfall varies dramatically across archipelago, with the Bogor near Jakarta receiving over 4,000 millimeters annually and earning a reputation as one of the wettest places on Earth, while parts of the eastern Indonesia experience such as pronounced dry season and savanna rather than rainforest dominates the landscape. This climatic variation supports extraordinary range of agriculture systems and ecosystem, from the wet rice terraces of Java to the dryland farming in Nusa Tenggara. Java, Indonesia's political and economic heart, contains approximately 50% of the nation's population on just 70% of its land area, creating population densities that rank among the world's highest for agricultural regions. This extraordinary concentration of humanity, over 160 million people on inland, roughly the size of a New York State, represent both historical continuity and contemporary challenge. As the generations have gravitated toward Java's fertile volcanic soil and economic opportunities, the island's northern plains and southern volcanic slopes have supported themselves to wet rice cultivation for centuries, with elaborate irrigation systems that transform hillside into a green staircase of remarkable productivity. Greater Jakarta, along known as Jabodetabek, contains over 30 million residents, making it one of the world's largest urban agglomerations, and a stark contrast to sparsely populated forests of Kalimantan and Papua. With approximately 280 million inhabitants of 2024, Indonesia marked as the world's fourth most populous nation, trailing only India, China, and the United States in human numbers. This demographic weight translates into significant regional influence in the vast domestic market that drives much of the country's economic development, with over half population now living in urban areas where consumption patterns shift rapidly. The population remains relatively young despite declining fertility rates, with nearly 70 million children and adolescents, representing both the promise of future workforce expansion and the talents of providing education and employment opportunities. Population distribution reveals extreme unevenness, with Java's density exceeding 1,000 people per square kilometer in many areas, while Papua and Kalimantan remain sparsely populated frontier regions where forest still dominates over farmland. More than 3,000 distinct ethnic groups call Indonesian home, speaking over 700 living languages and maintaining customs that range from matrilineal traditions of West Sumatra, Mangkabu, to the elaborate funeral rituals of the Toraja Highlanders. The Javanese constitute the largest group of approximately 42% of the population. The cultural traditions, deeply shaped by centuries of centralized kingdoms and courtly refinement. While Sudanese from West Java, Modris from the island of Madura, and the coastal Malays from Sumatra, each remain or maintain distinctive identities. This ethnic diversity creates a cultural kaleidoscope where the same national language of Bahasa Indonesia serves as a unifying bridge, yet local language continues to thrive in a daily use, preserving a unique worldviews and traditional knowledge. The national motto, Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or Unity in Diversity, acknowledges the pluralism as the both fundamental challenge and essential strength of the Indonesian project. Indonesian linguistic landscape ranks among the world's most complex, with the approximately 719 indigenous languages spoken across the archipelago, placing it the second only in Papua New Guinea in linguistic diversity. Bahasa Indonesia, a modified version of the root Malay script language, serves as the official national language and has successfully united this diversity since 1928. Plus declared in the language of Indonesian nationalism. Local language remain vibrant in a daily life. However, with Javanese alone spoken by over 80 million people and possessing its own script, literature, and elaborate system of speech levels that reflect social hierarchy. The preservation of this linguistic heritage faces challenges from urbanization and media dominance. Yet many communities actively maintain the ancestral tongues, with the embracing Indonesian as a language of education and national discourse. Indonesia maintains the world's largest Muslim population, with approximately 87% of its citizens adhering to Islam. Dominantly in its moderate syncretic Sunni front that has historically accommodated local traditions and other faiths. The remaining population includes significant Christian communities concentrated in eastern Indonesia, North Sumatra, and among Chinese Indonesians, along with the Hindus who dominate Bali, and Buddhists scattered across urban centers. The constitutional foundation of the state sets rest on the Pancasila's first principle, belief on the Supreme God, which requires all citizens to profess a recognized religion, while theoretically protecting religious freedom for all. This religious landscape has historically fostered remarkable syncretism, where Javanese Muslims may still honor local spirits and Balinese Hindus incorporate animist elements. Through recent decades, I've seen increasingly pity and a cautionary tension between communities. Indonesian state philosophy Pancasila compromises five principles articulated by founding president Sukarno in 1945. Believe one supreme God, thus civilized humanity. Indonesian unity, democracy guided by consensus and social justice for all. These principles appear on the national emblem carried by the Garuda bird, with this symbol representing one principle, the star of divinity, the chain for humanity, and the banyan tree for unity. The bull's head, or the bull's head for democracy, and rice and the cotton for social justice. The Suharto regime later mandated Pancasila as all the sole ideological foundation for all organizations, using the suppressed political Islam and communication alike, creating a complex legacy that continues to influence Indonesian political discourse. Today, Pancasila remains the touchstone of Indonesian identity, invoked by politicians across the spectrum as the guarantee of a national unity and diversity. European colonialism in Indonesia spanned more than three centuries, designing with the Portuguese arrival in the search of spice and early 1500s, the culminating dots East Indian Company dominate the transition and direct dots take control in 1800. The Dutch cultivated romanticized image of their role as a unifiers of archipelago through reality we controlled varying portions of territory with different intensity, leaving deep imprints on law, education, and infrastructures that independent Indonesia would inherit. The ethical policy period of the 1900s brought some educational opportunities of Indonesians, ironically creating the educated elite who would later lead independent movement. With the brutal Japanese occupation from 1942 to 1945 demonstrated that European power was not invincible. Independence declared on August 17, 1945, came after centuries to become a dominant nation, leaving the new nation towards unity from administrative boundaries and economic dependence colonial rule had created. And Indonesia's globally significant biodiversity faces intensifying threats from habitat loss, poaching, wildlife, trade, and climate change to push iconic species toward extinction. Sumatran orangutan population have declined by 80% over the past 75 years as lowland forests convert to plantation, while the Java rhino claims to exist and as a single national park where poaching remains constant threat. The illegal wildlife trade flourishes Indonesian markets, supplying demands for toxic pets, exotic pets and traditional medicine ingredients and decorative items that empty forests of the most charismatic inhabitants. Conservation efforts by the government agencies, institutional NGOs and local communities have archived notable success in specific areas, but scale remains inadequate and relative magnitude threats. Indonesia ranks among the world's nation most valuable climate change impact, with the vast coastline agriculture dependency and concentration of population in low-lying areas creating exposure to multiple climate threats. Sea level rise threatens coastal cities including Jakarta, Semarang, and Surabaya, while changing rainfall patterns disrupt agricultural calendars, increase uncertainty for farmers who have rallied of generations of accumulated weather knowledge. Extreme events including floods, drought, and storms already caused regular disasters, with Sumatra's March 2024 floods, killing 26 people and submerging 37,000 homes in waters and destroyed roads, bridges, and schools. Climate adaptation received increasing policy attention through the scale of investment needed far exceed current commitments. The 9th century Buddhist monument of Bihodur in central Java ranks among the world's greatest architectural achievements. A massive stone mandala constructed of 2 million cubic feet of volcanic stone carved in a intricate relief panel and hundreds of Buddha statues. Pilgrims was ascended through 10 levels representing Buddhist cosmology, progressing from the world's desire to the realm of form of the formless ultimate reality, symbolized by empty stupas of Abhisamya. Abandoned for the centuries following Javanese conversion or conversion to Islam and buried partially by volcanic ash, Borobudur's 19th century discovery and subsequent UNESCO-backed restoration returned this masterpiece to world attention. Today, it functions simultaneously as archaeological site, tourist destination, and pilgrimage place for Indonesian Buddhists to gather annually for Vesak celebration. The highlands of the South Sulawesi shelter of the Trojan people, whose elaborate funeral rituals rank among the world's most extraordinary tradition, requiring family resources and community participation on a scale that shaped local society. When death occurs and disease may reside in the family's home of months or years, the family accumulates resources for proper ceremonies, which include buffalo sacrifice, elaborate feasting, and interment, roadside graves guarded by. Indonesia lives as a reminder that unity does not require sameness. From volcanic mountains to coral seas, from village rituals to urban innovation, the nation lives in a constant conversation between heritage and progress. Its landscape teaches resilience, its history teaches adaptation, and its people demonstrate how plural identities can still share one future. The map shows why scattered islands, yet the spirit of the countries binds together. People, another great episode on Geography 101. Tune in next week. For sure, I will bring you the best of the best countries that you never yet explored. So, Moticon people, see you soon.